Susan like to go to the beach? Does anyone here like to go to the beach? Good. And when you get to the beach, do you want to play in the water?
Yes.
Yes. Susan and her dad enjoyed playing in the water too. And when they went to the beach this one day, Mom had stayed home with her little brother, Ricky. He was a little too small to really enjoy the beach. And they'd gone out to the beach, and they were doing the same things that everyone who goes to the beach likes to do. Playing in the water, making sandcastles. And at this particular time, that's what they were doing. They'd gone swimming for a while, now they were out making a castle. And they had made their sandcastle, and Susan had been digging a moat around it, and Dad had asked her, you know, should I make a bridge over the moat? She said, yeah, yeah. And so he got a box they'd used for some of the food they'd had earlier, and they cut out a little bridge to put over the moat. And they were having fun with this. And Dad looked around and realized that, you know, pretty much everyone else on the beach had gone home. He thought, well, yeah, it's probably a good time. We probably should be headed home too. And Susan said, but Dad, can't we go swimming one more time? So Dad thought, yeah, that sounds okay. We can take a few minutes and go swimming. So they went back out in the water, and they started swimming in the water. And after a few minutes, Dad looked back towards the shore, and they had drifted out further into the ocean than he thought they should have. And then he realized the tide was going out and pulling them out to sea. And so Dad yelled to Susan, come on, let's swim back real fast. Swim hard. And Dad started swimming, and a little bit he looked back, and Susan was getting further away still. And Dad called for Susan to swim harder. She said, Dad, I can't. I'm swimming as hard as I can. And Dad thought about going back and getting Susan, but he knew that if he tried to tow her back to shore behind him, he wouldn't have the strength to swim either, and they'd both get lost. And so he told Susan, you swim as hard as you can, and when you get tired, roll over on your back and float. And then when you're ready, swim some more and roll over and float. He said, I'm going to go back to shore, and I'm going to get some help for you. So Dad started swimming, and he finally got to shore. And by this time, he was quite tired, but he could only rest a few moments. And then he looked around, and there was no one else on the beach. But he saw not too far away was a small marina where they had some boats. So he ran over there, and he started yelling for someone to help him. And he finally got one of the boat captains to take his boat out, and the two of them went out looking for Susan. And by this point, he couldn't see Susan anywhere. And they were, you know, in the boat, looking around to where he thought Susan might be, and the waves were going up and down, so he couldn't see Susan anywhere. And finally, the boat captain said, well, let's turn around and head back to where we, you know, circle back. And as they turned, Dad saw something pink in the water. And he knew Susan was wearing a pink swimsuit. So they went over to where the pink object was, and there was Susan laying on her back, floating in the water. And Dad jumped in to rescue, to get her out. And when he got her back in the boat, he goes, you know, weren't you scared, Susan? She goes, no. After you left, I prayed. I asked Jesus to help you find me. And so I knew he would do it. And I just wondered why it took you so long to get here. Everything turned out okay that day, and Dad and Susan got home, and Susan certainly gave Mom a big hug that night. But so we need to remember that too. When we're in trouble, we need to pray, because God will help us out. Sometimes it's not real fast, but God does do it. Okay, we're going to pray, and then you're going to take up the children's offering. And remember then that after the children's offering, we have hands-on church for those of you who are between 4 and 9. Okay? All right, let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Jesus, we want to thank you for always being over here to watch over us and for sending your angels to keep us safe. And now this morning, as we pick up this offering, help it to do the work that you need it to do. We ask this in Jesus' name.